On today's show, Apple takes an axe to its car program. VW's diesel scandal may force Audi out of Le Mans, and why China's big jump in car sales is going to lead to a big fall. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. As recently as 6 months ago, it looked like the giant tech companies of Silicon Valley posed an existential threat to traditional automakers. But now Silicon Valley is discovering just how hard it is to compete in the automotive industry. Bloomberg reports that Apple is cutting way back on its plans to develop an autonomous electric car. It cut 120 software engineers and hundreds of mechanical engineers. It's giving up on trying to design its own car and will now concentrate on developing autonomous technology. Well, here's our Autoline insight. We think Apple is going to give up altogether. Quite a few automakers and suppliers are already developing their own autonomous systems, and it seems unlikely that Apple would want to just become an automotive supplier, earning automotive supplier profit margins, which are far below what it's used to earning in the tech industry. Earlier this year, Tesla came under fire over its self-driving autopilot feature. Several owners were involved in accidents, and one was even killed. Critics said the company gave drivers the impression that they didn't need to pay attention when autopilot was activated. And now the German government is telling Tesla to stop calling it autopilot in any of its advertising. Maybe they ought to call it semi-autopilot. And well, speaking of semis, sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks struggled in September. Wards reports that sales dropped nearly 14% compared to a year ago. The decline was led by Class 8 trucks, which were down close to 30%, and Class 4 trucks, which dropped 18%. Class 5 through 7 were actually up, but it wasn't enough to offset the other losses. Through the first 9 months of the year, medium and heavy-duty truck sales are down 9% in the U.S. And that's not a good sign, because big truck sales are one of the leading indicators as to which way the economy is heading. Still to come, VW's diesel scandal may force Audi to drop out of LMP1.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volkswagen's diesel scandal looks like it's going to claim another victim. Rumors are swirling that Audi is going to pull out of the WEC's LMP1 class after 2017. While the automaker has won the 24 Hours of Le Mans a staggering 13 times since 1999, it looks like it's time Audi starts coughing up some cash for its part in the diesel scandal. This also paves the way for Porsche to take over the top spot in LMP1. It entered the class in 2014, which was kind of a surprise that VW AG would pit two of its brands against one another. But Porsche won the Constructors' Championship last year and won Le Mans this year. You know, automakers love to brag about how green they are. Same goes for Ford. For the last 5 years, it's been recycling the clay from its design studios. It takes clay shavings and plops them into a machine, which pumps out a fresh clay log at the other end. While it might not seem like the process would yield much, Ford has been able to recycle nearly 5,000 pounds of clay each year. That's enough to make more than 2 full-size model exteriors. A year ago, everyone in the auto industry was worried that the car market in China was slowing down. So the Chinese government cut the sales tax on cars. But that incentive expires in December, so car companies and dealers are urging customers to take advantage of the deal before it goes away. As a result, sales of new cars in China jumped nearly 30% last month, and the numbers are breathtaking. Nearly 2.3 million new cars and trucks were sold last month. That's almost as many vehicles that were sold in France all of last year. But this euphoria will only last a couple of months. Sales incentives like this only pull sales forward, meaning there will be a big drop-off once they expire. And then everyone can go back to worrying if the Chinese market is slowing down. Coming up next, why Honda engineers created a supercar that anyone can drive.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The new Acura NSX is a serious supercar. Its 3.5-liter turbocharged V6, along with its electric drive, cranks out 573 horsepower. But one of its biggest criticisms is that any Joe Schmo can drive the car. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Ted Kloss, the chief engineer of the car, and he explained why that's the case.
A vehicle that is accessible is a highlight of Honda's core value. And a vehicle that responds very precisely to the driver's intention is getting closer and closer to Acura's core DNA. We're trying to craft technologies, not for technology's sake, but to precisely respond to the driver. And when you bring that to a sports car, there's kind of this timelessness of what makes great sports cars great. Because there's many, many sports cars. But there's only a few that really kind of touch people in a kind of a deep way, and it may be a lasting way. And so it's those sports cars where I call it the loop time between the driver's kind of imagined response and when they actually achieve that. And so if you can begin to close this loop time of driver intention, driver skill, and then vehicle skill, vehicle response, and bring that very closely in alignment, then it becomes this, instead of like a conscious driving experience, you can quickly acclimate, and it just becomes this unconscious thing.
There's a lot more great insight into the development of the NSX in that show, and you can watch it right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.